Sadly, though, we won't get anything as fun as that. Instead, we're going to get a referendum on a new voting system called AV, where you have to number the candidates in order of preference. Now, this week, Clegg presented the proposals to Parliament, David Cameron having remembered that it was Bring Your Sidekick to Work Day. It is funny at the moment, isn't it, watching the House of Commons. The Tories keep looking at the Lib Dems as if to say, how long are these work experience people going to be here? Because at the moment, the glue holding the government together is a promise on a voting reform which half the coalition don't want and the other half of the coalition also don't really want because they want PR, a different system where you elect whichever government Max Clifford advises you to.
At the moment, of course, we've got first past the post is the current system where the candidate with the most votes wins. This takes its name from the world of horse racing where, of course, the horse with the most votes wins.
Is this what the coalition's going to be like for the next 5 years? A mess of plot and counterplot so deep, no one's arguing for what they actually want anymore. And can someone please explain what on earth is going on?
Yes, Minister, I think I can help. It's actually terribly straightforward. Clegg didn't used to want it and used to say he didn't want it because he wanted something better. But now this is the best he'll get and he needs to get something, so he's saying this is what he wants. Cameron didn't used to want it and used to say he didn't want it and still says he doesn't want it, but secretly does want it because Clegg wants it and he needs Clegg to have it. Labour used to want it and used to say they wanted it, but now they say they don't want it, though we don't mind it, because they don't want Clegg to have it, which means the people who do want it are talking to some Tories who really don't want it to make sure that Cameron and Clegg, neither of whom much want it but both need it, can't have it. I trust that's clear.
But it's not just elections. The vote reform bill will also reduce the number of MPs from 650 to 600, although it doesn't say how this will be done. Musical chairs has been suggested.
Order! Order! I will now ask the House to rise and... dance!
One seat's removed every time the music stops.
Well, it's not fair.
Ha ha ha! Too slow, Cleggy.
But Eric Pickles is taking up three seats.
In the end, given that at the last election less than two-thirds of the electorate voted at all, voting reform just isn't something that's ever really going to catch the imagination. It's not the kind of thing that great political rhetoric is made of.
I have a dream that one day Liberal Democrat second preference votes could materially alter the balance of power in marginal areas. I need to rewrite this speech. I need a better dream.